Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour, we'll be featuring lesser-known Motown artists. This half hour, we'll hear from Chris Clark, the San Remo Golden Strings, the Underdog, the Andantes, Ardeen Taylor, the Monitors, Choker Campbell's Big Band, the Spinners, and the Messengers, all coming up in the next half hour as we feature some Motown lesser-known artists.
We'll be right back. MotownMemories.com. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Taste in my mouth, some bitter tears. Oh, I'm feeling sad cause love's gone bad. I see a rainbow all black. Must be a sign that you ain't coming back. Wake in the night, calling your name. I see your face on my window pane. I've been this way since you've been gone. Without your loving, I just can't go on. Now where's the love? Be the one to lose. Bad taste in my mouth from bitter tears. Oh, I'm feeling sad cause love's gone bad. Oh, love's gone bad. Oh, I'm feeling sad.
From the Underdogs, that was Love's Gone Bad, and that made it all the way up to 122 in the U.S. Billboard charts from 1967. Before that, the San Remo Golden Strings didn't chart, was also released in 1967 called Festival Time, and we start with Chris Clark, Do I Love You, Indeed I Do, from 1966. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and for this hour, we're featuring lesser-known Motown artists with 45s that sometimes didn't even chart. Well, coming up, a great group that you probably never heard of, the Undantes. Well, the Undantes were really the Motown female sessions group for the Motown record label during the 1960s. They were composed of Jackie Hicks, Marlene Barlow, and Louvain Demps, and the group sang background vocals on numerous Motown recordings during the 1960s, including songs by Martha Reeves, the Vandellas, the Temptations, Stevie Wonder, the Four Tops, Jimmy Ruffin, Edward Starr, the Supremes, the Marvelettes, and Marvin Gaye, among others. Well, the Undantes provided backup singing starting in 1962. The group was most prominently used on all the Four Tops' Holland, Dozier, and Holland-produced hits, including Baby, I Need Your Loving, I Can't Help Myself, Sugar Pie, Honey Bunch, and Reach Out, I'll Be There. They finally got an opportunity to release a single on their own. It didn't chart, however. Here is, like a nightmare, the Undantes from 1964, right here on Motown.
See?
to Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
There's a ghost in my house. The ghost of your memory. The ghost of the love you took from me. Where our love used to be. All these shadows from the past I see. Time can't seem to erase the vision of your smiling face. Though you found some of you, I can't get over you. There's a ghost in my house. I can't hide from the ghost of your love that's inside. It keeps on haunting me. Just keeps on reminding me. In my mind I know you're gone, but my heart keeps holding on to the memories of those happy times.
That's Motown Memories at Yahoo.com.
Listen to me. The only way for us to solve our problems is to get together and to work together. So listen, you take her hand, let me take yours, and all together we'll walk.
Step by step, keep walking, hand in hand. Come with me, baby, right now. Let's make a stand. Oh, arms and arms, let's form a human chain. A chain.
Together,
Monitors with a song called Step by Step, Hand in Hand. It didn't chart, but was recorded and released in 1970. Before that, R. Dean Taylor from 1967. That song was called There's a Ghost in My House. He had much greater success 3 years later with a song called Indiana Wants Me. And we start with that great female vocal group, The Undantes, Like a Nightmare from 1964. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and for this hour, we're featuring lesser-known Motown artists. Well, coming up, an artist called Choker Campbell's Big Band. Well, if you were lucky enough to catch an early Motown review in the early 1960s, chances are good that tenor saxophonist Walter, quote, Choker, quote, Campbell was leading the orchestra. Well, every once in a while, Choker Campbell made his way into the Motown Studio A for a session, but this is the first time that he received feature billing, and you'll be hearing Marvin Gaye's song, Pride and Joy. Well, Choker came to the Motown record label in the fall of 1962, and he was just in time to become the band leader for the first ever Motown Review, that was a show that was taken on the road. Between tours, Campbell recorded several jazz sides, and it was supposed to be included in an album called Shades of Time, but it never got released. At the time, he was quoted as saying that I checked for 6 months and I finally gave up. That's what made me say to hell with the whole thing. Well, instead, from the beginning of 1964 through the end of October 1964, he and his band recorded 15 covers of Motown hits, 12 of which appeared on his 1965 album called Choker Campbell Plays Hits of the 60s. This was the only U.S. single from the album. Here is Pride and Joy, right here on Motown.
All the great Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
My frame a little more bright. Now
Motown. Memories with Tom Fallon.
Song from The Messengers, a short song. It is actually less than 2 minutes. It was called That's the Way a Woman Is, and it reached number 62 in the Billboard charts from 1971. Before that, The Spinners with a song called Bad Bad Weather Till You Come Home, recorded and released in 1968, and we started with Choker Campbell's Big Band, Marvin Gaye's tune Pride and Joy from 1964. Well, this half hour, we featured lesser-known Motown artists, and coming up, another batch of lesser-known Motown artists, so keep it right here on Motown Minute.